Voters in Mexico are preparing to take part in a general election taking place on the 2nd of June. People will elect a new president to serve a six-year term, as well as 128 members of the Senate and 500 representatives of the Chamber of Deputies. Well, coming up, we'll be discussing the security environment ahead of polling day and the impact of political violence in what's been described as the most violent election campaign in Mexico's history. Hello and welcome to this Global Situation podcast from International SOS, the leading health and security risk services company. I'm Chris Giles. Well, joining me for this episode is Raul Iglesias, our lead security analyst for Mexico and Central America. And I began by asking him what the security environment has looked like during the election campaign.
Well, we've seen a notable increase in political activity across the past months. Rallies organized by political parties in support of their candidates, notably the two presidential contenders, Claudia Sheinbaum of the Sigamos Haciendo Historia coalition led by the Morena Party, and Xochitl Galvez of the Fuerza y Corazón por México coalition, formed by several parties, including the Revolutionary Institutional Party, the Democratic Revolution Party, and the National Action Party. Along with this increased activity in the form of rallies, we've also seen protests by civil society, notably mass demonstrations by the upper, middle, and upper classes of Mexico against perceived government interference in the electoral process, notably some reforms to the electoral systems and budget cuts proposed by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, also known as AMLO. Along with the increased political activity, rallies, protests, we've also seen political violence targeting candidates running for local office and their associates, especially in some high-risk rural areas of the country, notably in the states of Guerrero, Chiapas, Michoacán, and Jalisco as well.
And Raul, could you give me your assessment of the impact of political violence to workforce in or travelers to Mexico?
Well, to be certain, this has been the most violent electoral cycle on record. However, the impact to travelers has been rather low. We have to keep in mind that political violence in Mexico is generally targeted at candidates running for local office, local government officials, and their close associates. Most of these attacks have occurred in rural municipalities and peripheral urban areas of high-risk states. Major urban centers have been, for the most part, spared from this type of violence. And again, it's very unlikely to impact most travelers, although, of course, a shooting in a public setting can always pose incidental risk to bystanders. However, it is worth noting that certain profiles, especially journalists, activists, and other types of profiles, organizations working in politically sensitive fields or in close contact with local authorities or political candidates, may face certain exposure to this sort of violence, especially local workforce working in these fields.
Now, turning our attention to Election Day, can you predict what we could expect then?
We expect the election to transpire peacefully overall, although there is certainly potential for localized disruption. Scuffles between supporters of different parties at polling stations cannot be discarded, especially in rural areas, peripheral urban zones as well. There's also practices of voter hauling by political parties where that can also result in disruption to travel in rural and remote areas. And again, we do not completely discard the potential for political violence, the polls, though these incidents are likely to be very targeted and localized. And again, mostly occurring in rural areas of high-risk states or states prone already to social unrest.
Can we say now what result we're anticipating?
Yes. Opinion polls, for the most part, suggest Claudia Sheinbaum of the Morena Party of the Sigamos Haciendo Historia coalition will win the presidential election with a rather comfortable margin, effectively succeeding the incumbent President AMLO of the Morena Party. Xochitl Galvez is expected to come in second place. The losing candidate, depending on how wide the margin is between the two candidates on election day, they may allege fraud and are very likely to call for demonstrations in the aftermath against the result and against Morena's policies. However, it is likely that these demonstrations will remain peaceful as they have done until now. We anticipate that the security environment will remain broadly stable in the aftermath. However, it is important to take into account that although we expect Claudia Sheinbaum to win the election per the available poll data, a surprise win by Galvez can have a significant impact in the security environment, probably triggering massive demonstrations by Morena supporters who will most certainly reject the result.
Now, going beyond the presidential race, how will the local elections impact the security environment, do you think?
Yes, it is important to be mindful that this is more than a presidential race. There's several elections going on simultaneously. Notably, the gubernatorial races are likely to be tighter than the presidential elections. Even the election for the mayorship of Mexico City is expected to be a little bit more competitive than the presidential election per the poll data. So we can expect protest activity tied to the results of the local elections, both gubernatorial and municipal. And we are likely to see localized instances of unrest. And once again, in rural areas of Mexico, in rural municipalities, the odds for instances of political violence targeting the candidates, and even after the election, the winners of these local elections, this is certainly that can happen, especially in some areas of the country, high-risk states where the political election is likely to trigger certain shifts in the criminal landscape due to protection agreements that exist between local authorities and organized criminal groups. They will try to renegotiate these agreements, and violence, unfortunately, is part of that process.
So, Raul, what are your recommendations regarding election events for workforce in or traveling to Mexico?
Well, first of all, we must make it clear that we assess that travel to the country can definitely continue across June. However, there's definitely some precautions that travelers must take. Foreign nationals should avoid political protests in principle, just as a basic security precaution. Domestic workforce may attend these gatherings. However, they should definitely exercise situational awareness when they are at these rallies, and also avoid wearing the organization's insignia in their clothing or other paraphernalia, vacating the area at the first sign of unrest or some other disturbance. They should liaise with local contacts and monitor or alerts to stay apprised of important gatherings in the vicinity. And the tragic incident that happened in Monterrey the night of May 22nd highlights the needs for these precautions. Strong winds that night caused the stage to collapse during a rally by the citizen movement's presidential candidate Jorge Álvarez Maínez. This incident resulted in 9 deaths and at least 70 people being injured. As soon as our global threat monitoring team spotted the incident and gauged the number of casualties, we issued a special advisory to activate auto crisis communications due to the potential for domestic workforce being impacted by this tragic incident. And it's worth noting that while this may seem a little bit incidental, there are some aspects of this tragedy that were preventable. Some reports suggest the structure of the stage was not adequate for a mass event, especially on a windy day that was forecasted with several hours in advance. And organizers of all kinds, when undertaking these sort of events, need to take the adequate precautions. And also, we advise, once again, domestic workforce attending these sort of events to exercise situational awareness at all times. If something seems or feels sketchy about the venue, then it's probably the best idea to leave.
And Raul, if people are in Mexico while the election is taking place and they were to need help from International SOS, what would you advise?
Well, they can always reach out to our Mexico Assistance Center. We have in-house workforce and a very robust network of security service providers that can provide assistance across the country.
Okay, Raul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Chris.
Well, that's all for now, but just a reminder that you'll be able to access all the latest information and updates for Mexico from our website, that's internationalsos.com. And from there, you can find out about our global network of assistance centres, available to clients 24/7. But until next time, thanks very much for listening, and goodbye.